Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to talk some NBA. Let's do that now. Rick Bucher's on the line, our Radio.com sports insider, joining us. And again, brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Rick, how you doing?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
We are well. We're anticipating the start of this season. Let me ask you first and foremost, the confidence level now that we have not had a positive test coming out of the NBA bubble since going back to the 13th of the month. It appears that everything, all the protocols are working, everything's in place and working, and the confidence level that this season is going to continue without a hiccup in your eyes.
Yeah, look, I'm not surprised that things have gone this well to this point. We've seen from Major League Soccer and a number of other sports that started already that they were having the same success. And I always felt like with the NBA's resources that the bubble was going to be the safest place for the players. The players that I've talked to, actually, their concern is we're safe and our families are not. And that's kind of weighing on them a little bit, that they're in a safer place and they don't have the requisite ability to take care of their families the way they normally would. My question is, when will human nature kick in? It's all well and good that these guys are out of their houses and they're back to playing and they're with their teammates and they can fish and they can play cards. But at some point, the desire for more social diversion is going to kick in. I know what I was like when I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is going to be, are they going to maintain that protocol? I don't see guys going outside of the bubble, but potentially see some people coming into the bubble that aren't supposed to be there. And what are the ramifications of that? That's what I am waiting to see, whether they can hold the line on that.
That's a great question. I don't know. Now, are you there or are you not there?
I am not. I'm talking to people.
Okay.
To various guys in the bubble, but I'm not in Orlando.
It is not like there is a cone of security that's been draped around this bubble. I mean, I don't know how it works, but my assumption is there can be people that can be put on a list to be brought in by certain players. And that's always one of the things to think about when young guys with a lot of money, you know, they want to have some fun while they've got downtime.
Sure.
And
sure,
that's one of the biggest questions. I don't know what security is like down there, not to keep the guys from leaving, but to keep people from getting in.
Yeah, and look, it's tricky because from the players that I've spoken to, the security is minimum, and that is in part because you want to have as few people as possible interacting with the players, around the players that are not being fully quarantined. And I don't have the answer to this, but anybody who's visiting, are they going to go through the same quarantine protocol that everybody else went through, which is you've got to be isolated for 4 or 5 days before you're allowed to see anybody? Are they going to do that with every visitor? I don't know, but if they don't, then they are certainly creating a vulnerability that doesn't currently exist.
Wanted to talk a little bit specifically about the Bucks. They've got two players. Mm-hmm. Pat Connaughton just made it known that he indeed had tested positive for the coronavirus. So did Eric Bledsoe. Both are asymptomatic, and they hope to be rejoining their team shortly. I know they have that scrimmage coming up on Thursday. But that being said, how far behind do you think some of these guys are coming out of a pandemic with a lot of downtime and then on top of it not being able to practice with their teams?
Yeah, I think the beauty of it is everybody's behind, and they are massively behind. I think one of the things that people don't quite appreciate when it comes to elite athletes, NBA athletes, is they're not just lifting weights. They're not just doing cardio. They're not just playing hoops. There's a reason that you have these elite performance centers, because they are working out, and they're working out with and against other elite athletes, which pushes them to a level that they simply can't get to without that form of competition. And you throw in the equipment and the nutrition and everything else, like the ability just to focus on getting your body in prime shape simply hasn't been there for months. And for the first time in most instances, I would think, since they became professionals, and maybe even since they, you know, went to college. So they've never been through this. Their bodies have never had this kind of time off and the inability to train to the level that they're used to for this many months. And so I believe that injury is going to be a huge factor. Maintaining or controlling pace of play, I think teams that have depth like the Bucks are going to have a huge advantage. The teams that rely on one or two players to run their engine and to play 40 minutes, I think that's a recipe for disaster under these circumstances, because those players too are in no way prepared to be playing 40 minutes. On top of, we're going from essentially training camp and a couple of warm-up games to playoff basketball. And the intensity of playoff basketball is higher than regular season, and there's a reason why there's 82 games between training camp and the playoffs. It takes a while to condition bodies to get to that level, to play at that pace, to play at that intensity. So I'll be very interested to see how teams manage minutes and their personnel in order. Because I think, the biggest factor is going to be who has the depth to be able to stay the healthiest. That's going to be a big, it always is, but I think more so this year than ever before is going to be a big determining factor on who ultimately ends up on top.
Talking with Rick Bucher, our Radio.com NBA insider. It has resurfaced again, and there's discussions of MVPs, and maybe it's just we're just running out of things to talk about, but I'm sitting there scrolling through television yesterday, and I'm thinking, why is this a debate again? I mean, what has been done since the pandemic hit and the league shut down that suddenly propels LeBron ahead of Giannis? Giannis, third in scoring, third in rebounds. He's most likely one of the top candidates, top three anyway, to win Defensive Player of the Year. He has propelled his team to the best record in the NBA. What has made LeBron such a darling all of a sudden?
Well, I think largely it's because, I don't know what changed. I'm with you. I don't know why we would be debating this at this point, because nothing's changed since March, when we shut things down. Now, the reason that I think LeBron is a legitimate MVP is because I look at what the Lakers have and what they are. And for me, the definition of MVP is how indispensable is that player to the success of his team. And this is why we have arguments about MVP, because there is no definition for it. It's not best player. It's not most outstanding player. It's not the player with the best stats. It is whatever a voter determines is his definition of MVP. And most indispensable is what I consider. And when I look at what I thought the Lakers were going to be at the beginning of the year, a brand new coach, a bunch of brand new pieces, a team that when I look at, you know, individually, after Anthony Davis, I see a lot of guys that are glorified role players in a big way. I give LeBron credit for the chemistry of that team, for them coming together, and for them having the second best record in the Western Conference. I think that is a massive achievement. And when I look at that team, I can't help but give the most credit to him. By the way, I also, this is just my thing. I also think that we should never give MVP and Coach of the Year to the same team. It's one or the other. If you've got the MVP, I don't know that you should be Coach of the Year. And if you're Coach of the Year and you don't have the MVP, or you're, you know, you're a great coach and you're doing it without the MVP, you're doing better than the team that has the MVP, then I'm all for you being Coach of the Year.
Here's the one caveat to that. After, and maybe I'm being completely skewed, but after watching The Last Dance and all of the stirring of the pot that Phil Jackson had to do to get that team on the same page and behind Michael and such, you just wonder, without Phil, would Michael have had that same level of success? And without Phil, would Scotty or would Dennis Rodman had been as controllable? I mean, with sometimes it takes the great leader to be the puppet master to allow an MVP to be great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I give you that. But I would say that who the real leader of that team was exposed when Michael Jordan was not there. And Phil Jackson drew up a play, and Scottie Pippen didn't like the fact that it was not for him and sat on the bench. If Michael Jordan was there, there's no way in hell Scottie Pippen would ever think of doing that.
Right.
So for me, that exposes who was the real driving force of those teams.
Great stuff as always, Rick. We certainly appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
You got it, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Rick Bucher, our Radio.com sports, NBA sports insider. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Call him 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com. And Rick Bucher's Inside Calls brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoils. So good to get him on and get a little perspective.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.